So our therapist, and I don't know why we couldn't afford a proper therapist, but we do have our executive producer, Leon Shergren, DJ Shergs, who's been conducting the therapy. Welcome back to the studio, therapist Shergs.
Thank you. I'm a bit nervous about this one.
Yeah, why don't we just lower Alpha Bucks and get an actual professional in here?
Because I bulk bill, mate. Yeah, a bit nervous about this one. This exercise, and as I always say, it's a safe space. This exercise is called I Love You But.
Oh, no.
This exercise helps couples be open and honest about their feelings towards each other, no matter how confronting it might be.
Can I just say, as the executive producer of this show,
yes,
we're about to have a week off.
Yes.
To fracture us and tear us apart before we have a week to go and really fester and really get annoyed at what was said this morning, I don't think this is well produced.
I see it as a week to heal.
I'm not quite sure what it is, so I'll just do a rehearsal to Leon.
I'll explain. Let me explain
first. I'll do it to you. So I could say something to you, but then I'll say I love you, Leon, but Jack Charles is a better producer than you. Something like that? Is that what we're going to do?
Well, that's shots fired at a different station. And that's very hurtful.
Well, you brought it up.
Has he got an ACRA, an award?
Drop the mic, therapist.
So you're on the right path, Feb.
Oh, beautiful.
You need to start a sentence with, I love you, but, and then reveal something that annoys or frustrates you about them within the working relationship you have.
Okay.
You want me to be open and honest? I can give you an example. I can start.
I'll take Nick.
Let the therapist cry.
Let me
just offer to start.
Let me start as an example, just so everyone feels comfortable.
Where's this going?
Yeah. I love you, but sometimes when I text you and you don't respond for hours, it's very frustrating.
Who's that directed at?
Everyone.
Well, I've texted you all. Several got things to do.
Yeah.
We have kids.
So do I.
You don't have kids?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Don't yell at me. I blocked you ages ago. I don't even get them.
I'll speak on behalf of me and Fiona.
Thank you,
Feb. I will text back if I'm on my phone. Yeah. But most of the time, my daughter's got my phone. So therefore, I don't get my text till later.
Well, I'm just trying to do.
Gee, you're angry.
And I've got a Huawei.
Now we know where you really feel.
I've got a Huawei. So your text goes to Beijing and then it's got to get all the way back to my place.
And it's in a different language.
It's been screened.
Okay. Does someone want to have a.
What else? No, you've got a list there. What else is on your list?
Well, I have another example.
Oh dear.
I love you guys.
Okay.
But sometimes during the show when I try and talk through an idea in the studio,
boring.
You guys are all well
should do that before the show. Not during the show. We're performers, mate.
Okay. I feel like this is turning on me now. This is about you guys.
Yeah, no, you've walked
into this. What are we doing apparently while you're trying to go through ideas?
You're all sometimes you're throwing the ball around, not listening, you're on your phone.
I speak on behalf of the team.
Thank you, Feb. Please do.
I love you, Leon, but if you're going to be throwing that sort of stuff, there's a reason why we're getting here early is to do all the meetings, so therefore at the show, performers shouldn't be touched. They just perform.
Okay.
You don't speak through the show at 8 o'clock, at 10 to 8. This is what we're going to do at 8 o'clock. No, that should already be done.
Feb, now I don't want to break open the team because we are fracturing at a rate of knots, and it's becoming an on-air, off-air issue because... What's this? Somebody's written through. Darcy has one for Fifi and Nick too.
Oh, wow.
What have we done to Darcy?
Oh,
Leon's like, thank God.
I love you guys, but, and it's about the three of you.
Yeah.
Sometimes we send through content in our WhatsApp message and then a few days later you'll bring up the story like you just clearly haven't read our messages.
It's very healthy, Darcy. Thank you for bringing that up.
I can't stress this enough. I've got a Huawei. All right. Send it on MSN Messenger or nothing.
I'll speak on behalf of myself.
And you?
Okay. I know you don't read them all, though.
Yeah, I know.
I actually do. I read every one. But, it doesn't. That's irrelevant.
Well, sometimes I'll, put a story in and then 2 days later you'll go, guys, I've seen this. And I'm like, I sent it to you 2 days ago.
No, but who says that?
That must be me.
I still love you guys, but
name and shame. Who says it?
Anything else?
Name and shame, Darcy. You want it? No, it's a safe space. Who says that?
Feb, you've done it.
Now we're on it.
I think, keep going.
I love you, but
that was angry.
Fifi, I love you, but
Wow.
We print off articles for you. So you've, you know, well researched, you can read the story and have everything you need.
Yes.
And when I say, have you got the article? You go, I haven't got it. You need to print it. We have always printed it. You've lost it in your messy
not
pile.
Not always. Not always. Very occasionally. It's not there. And it's give not one my to him, bag. It's just a, and the messy pile's there because you put it in a mess.
Well, I put it in a folder and you didn't know what the folder.
The folder was too bulky. It was too heavy in the studio.
You know who dodged a bullet here? Byron.